In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 651, Erica Duran, business coach and host of the podcast, The Erica Duran Show.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Karabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
Hey, you're listening to So Money, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is Farnoosh Karabi wishing you all a wonderful Monday. Monday, November 13th, 2017. Our guest today is an expert in minimalist luxury. Can you even put those two words in the same sentence, minimalist and luxury? Don't they negate each other, kind of? Our guest begs to differ. She is Erica Duran, and she is first and foremost a business coach who has adopted this unique lifestyle that she calls minimalist luxury. So of course, we're going to dive into this. What does this look like? How can we maybe emulate this? Now, in terms of possessions, she has a suitcase, a laptop, a phone, and her dogs. She ain't kidding. She is minimalist. But the catch is that she does also get to live in luxury resorts. And how she gets to do that is also something that we unfold on the podcast. Erica has got a podcast of her own. It's called The Erica Duran Show. And as a business coach, she gives guidance and support to mainly service-based entrepreneurs so they can build their businesses while working from pretty much anywhere. You know, these lifestyle entrepreneurs, these nomadic entrepreneurs. If you're interested in pursuing this lifestyle, make sure to keep listening. We talk about how she helps these folks not just work from anywhere, but actually earn up to $20,000 per month consistently. So if you want to learn how to live a minimalist luxury lifestyle, learn how to work from anywhere, and also learn how to make $20,000 a month, this episode is for you. Here we go. Here's Erica Duran. Erica Duran, welcome to So Money. I am really, really interested in learning about your minimalist lifestyle. It's a huge trend right now, and I think we can learn so much from you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm so excited.
Now, your take on minimalism is this expression that you've coined called minimalist luxury. Can you tell us what that means and bring it to life for us?
Yeah, well, it kind of came about because I myself am a minimalist and a digital nomad. So I'm an entrepreneur that can work from anywhere. A lot of entrepreneurs can work from anywhere online, but they just don't. They don't get up and go. So the minimalist luxury part came in for infusing more of me into my brand, because I really enjoy luxury experiences and luxury resorts. I didn't want to be the type of digital nomad that kind of backpacks it through and is kind of a vagabond. So it was kind of just a perfect mesh that came together for me with meshing my life with my brand.
And tell us about what you do and how what you do plugs into this lifestyle.
Yeah, so I'm a business coach and I help people start or grow their business mostly online because we also build in all the systems and automation and website for the person once we know what their business is going to be and their model. But I also have a podcast and web TV show where I've was able to get luxury resorts to sponsor these shows. So I get to stay at them and we put commercials and information about the resort inside the show. But the show is about entrepreneurism and productivity and all things internet marketing. But we have the little commercial breaks with the resorts.
Essentially, it feeds itself, right? The advertising feeds the podcast feeds the lifestyle. Tell us kind of like the system behind your work-life balance.
The system is I work pretty much 3 days a week. So I only take coaching calls Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the rest of the time I'm either off or creating content, which is fun for me. It's kind of a hobby too. So I don't totally see that as work. But that's kind of the system. And then every fourth week of the month, we have implementation week. So my clients are implementing things and I can either implement a big project or take it off.
Did you have a period where you remember thinking, I need to make a shift to this lifestyle? Let me change how I'm working. What you were doing wasn't fulfilling. What was that moment? Or have you always been this brilliant about approaching life and work?
No, I went to college. I have a hotel restaurant degree. I worked at Disneyland for 5 years. I worked in every
resort. Wait a minute. You worked at Disneyland. What were you a character? I mean, everyone's a character, right? Everyone's in character at Disney.
Yeah. This is a so money question right here because I actually tried out for characters and got the job, but I found out that the restaurants made double the money. So I became a restaurant manager instead because of the money.
I mean, and also I would imagine a little easier on the body. You're not walking around like wearing a big costume with a mask.
Yeah, well, I was going to be a face character, so no mask, but yeah, I'm not that great with children.
Like Cinderella or
yeah, Snow White, Belle, aww, someone like that. Yeah, but I'm not that great with children, so I was happy to be in the restaurant.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Wow. And, okay.
And just to answer your question, when I was getting married and getting all the wedding registries, I've been married twice in the past, and it just felt like I was commuting to a job I didn't like and in traffic and working 60, 70 hours on call 24/7 working at hotels because they're apparently 24/7 open and coming home on the weekends and spending the entire weekend either researching something to buy, shopping for something, cleaning something, mm-hmm, taking care of something, or decluttering and donating something and itemizing it for my taxes. Like my whole life kind of, I just started realizing my whole life is revolving around my stuff. And then I also realized that I'm driving an hour in traffic both ways to work at a computer that I have at home. Like it just didn't make any sense to me. And I started thinking this way and it was around 2006 and Tim Ferriss's book came out 4-Hour Workweek. And I was like, okay, now there's validation for the way I'm thinking. And so I pretty much sold everything, the house and everything. And I just took what I absolutely needed and moved to a beach apartment in Orange County in Newport Beach from my, you know, typical Orange County picket fence house that I had when I was married and just absolutely got rid of everything I didn't need. And then from there, it slowly, I got rid of more and more stuff till now I just have my suitcase with some clothes, laptop, my dogs, and I still have my juicer. That's pretty funny.
Juicer.
Yeah.
Juice is expensive. If you can juice yourself, you're saving a lot of money.
Yeah, just the essentials.
So when you purged all of this stuff and you had this epiphany, like my life tasks are revolving around a lifestyle that I don't even really like. Essentially, that's what I'm hearing. Did this coincide with the divorce or your first marriage? I'm not sure how that might have impacted also how you were feeling.
Yeah, a little bit of this, the second marriage at this point, because he wanted to be an entrepreneur and have a business so badly. He didn't like his job either. He was commuting, but there was just so much fear. He was a little bit older than me and in another generation. And just that little bit of that difference, I think, and the just the paralyzing fear of not having a steady paycheck, I think mm-hmm. was a big impact because our goals changed. So mm-hmm. most of, and he was brought up as, you know, you get that, you go to college, you get the house, you get the picket fence, you get married, and you don't sell everything and move to the beach.
Well, the way you were describing your previous life, I think that's a lot of us. You know, I relate to how you were living. I have a lot of to-dos. I have a long checklist of things, and I don't feel this need to downsize as aggressively as you did. I would love to live by the beach, but for everybody who wants to do what you've done, what's the advice? I mean, you have a very personal journey that is specific to how you managed it. But in general, if somebody wants to pursue a minimalist luxury lifestyle or just a minimalist lifestyle, and they're overwhelmed right now with everything from paperwork to all the different places they have to be and the responsibilities that they have, how do they start downsizing?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask, because for a really long time when I did move to the beach apartment, I became a professional organizer because I wanted to help other people purge and get rid of stuff and have a lifestyle that they really wanted instead of trying to fit into the mold. So I did that for years and years and years. And we actually got them to get rid of their stuff because we would sell it on consignment for them. And so it was a whole system where we sold their stuff to fund their new lifestyle. Hmm. So that was what we, that's what I personally did to try to conquer the clutter in California.
Conquer the clutter in California, where I think the average, every person has on average 3 cars. I read that. I think,
and none of them fit in the garage. None of them.
there are 3 cars for every individual in California. I think that's because there are a lot of rich people who have like Jay Leno garages, and that tilts the scale a little bit. But definitely, California is a state of accumulation, it seems. And that's brilliant. Yeah. So getting rid of stuff that you can then use to feed your passion, business, side hustle, whatever that is, that will be more meaningful and fulfilling to you. Awesome. In your business, I understand you help business owners, basically, particularly service-based entrepreneurs, build their business and work from anywhere. And you've helped them learn how to make consistent income of up to $20,000 per month. Can you share some of your advice? I mean, I know that every business is different, but are there some common threads that we can all learn from?
Yeah, I think some common threads that I mostly help people with is packaging up their services in a way that's attractive to their ideal clients. We also focus a lot on uncovering someone's ideal client so that the marketing and the branding and the packaging and the offering matches who they're going after. We keep them very focused. And this keeps them from getting overwhelmed online and running all over Twitter and Facebook and running all over the place with webinars and all that crazy stuff. It really focuses them so they don't have to work so hard. We also teach a lot of sales conversations and how to run those so they're not feeling slimy or icky when they're selling. We pull a lot of pieces of their story out, so it's more of storytelling than marketing. We do a lot of attraction marketing so people don't feel like they're hustling so hard. So I call it hustling with aloha because my brand is all based in Hawaii.
Nice. I like that. Hustling with aloha. Mm-hmm. What's your financial philosophy, Erica?
A mantra I have is there's more where that came from. If I'm about to make a big investment or something, it just, mm-hmm. money comes in and out and it just makes me feel less clutchy mm-hmm. to it by saying there's more where that came from.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You want to know what's worse than shopping for jeans? Shopping for bras. It's never been fun for me until Third Love came into my life. Third Love was launched to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. They make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen probably since high school and have straps that actually stay put. Third Love's bras are designed at their headquarters in San Francisco, and they're made from premium materials. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before they're given the stamp of approval. And whether you're a AA or an H cup, their virtual fitting room can help find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, so long feeling stuck between two cup sizes that just don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code podcast15. That's thirdlove.com to get $15 off your order with the code podcast15.
I like that. It's this concept of feeling like the world is a place of abundance, you know, and that money is always out there and it's just a matter of strategizing, working and manifesting the income. Although I, you know, manifesting is a fun word, but honestly, like you have to put in the work. You can't just like
candles. You can't just sit on your meditation pillow all day.
There is that famous story, though, of Jim Carrey, who wrote himself a check for $20 million when he was starting out in his career. And then that was actually what he got paid to be in The Mask.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's crazy. Yeah. It works, but you have to work as well.
Obviously, yeah. He didn't just sit at home and do his impersonations to his dog. Like, he was out there sharing his talents with the world, probably, you know, getting rejected along the way, and then landing The Mask.
Right, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Were your parents financially savvy? Did you learn a lot about money growing up?
I didn't. It was pretty traditional upper middle class, but my dad and mom were very, very passionate about their experiences. So the house repairs kind of weren't always done in a timely manner, but they would go on separately. Actually, it's funny because my mom was a travel agent. She would go on these trips, free trips, so she can get familiar with the area. And my dad was a big hunter, actually a famous hunter kind of, and he would take these big safaris and go to Alaska and do all these crazy experiences. So they did instill the experience piece with me over things. And it's also a big part of the minimalism because my dad was hunting. So my mom took me on her fam trips as a travel agent. And I realized when I was a little kid that, man, we just only have our suitcase right now and we're having more fun than we do at home. And these hotels are just immaculate all the time. There's no clutter. And so that's when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, really what probably triggered all this.
I think living in a hotel can be so much fun.
It is. I actually did for a long time, even as a career, because I was the on-site manager. So that is a way too that you can live at a hotel. Yeah, and then now with the resorts don't always, the scheduling conflicts and stuff don't always work out, and then I end up at a vacation rental or an Airbnb. So that's how I get around that.
Yeah, I would imagine that any job that includes free housing as part of it, the perk is probably hard to say no to.
It is. And everything was paid for. Cable, internet, some food because they had a breakfast thing. And awesome. I was an idiot. I was 24 and didn't save any money. I learned from that. But yeah, it was a great experience.
Wow. Tell us about your So Money moment. There have probably been many, but give us your favorite.
Yeah, I think the one that sticks out to me is selling my first coaching package for $5,000 because I was just kind of doing the $50 hour session or the $90 hour session. And when I finally understood packaging and sold that, it was a big moment because before I had a few big deals, but they were more like retainers for website or SEO work. It wasn't really what I wanted to do, which was the coaching and helping people with their models and sales and everything. So, that's probably the biggest moment that sticks out for me.
And you felt that you were worth it, right? And maybe that was sort of like the mindset gap that you had to close, was that you're actually worth that value.
Yeah, I had to realize that I was already doing all this work, but not charging for it because I was doing websites for people and social media and SEO. But in order to get their website up, I had to teach them everything about business and copywriting and marketing to get their website up. And so I kind of realized, hey, I'm doing business coaching stuff, but I'm not getting paid any of it.
Right. Okay. Biggest money failure.
I wouldn't call it a failure per se, but I was a seminar junkie in the 90s and I would go to these real estate seminars in Orange County and I would buy like all the stuff and it wouldn't get, I mean, I devoured it, but I never really made a return on my investment. They didn't just get dusty on the shelf. I read every page, but I think because I didn't have like a mentor or someone keeping me accountable or there's a gap between reading about it and doing it. And I didn't have that person helping me.
Yeah. That's a hard thing to regret necessarily. I mean, it's education, right? You learn from it. It's like saying, I regret, taking that course in college. Although in your case, maybe you wouldn't have minded getting that money back. It's a lot of money. I feel like we're sort of in a new place now where I know people who just buy a lot of online courses and then never take the course,
Right.
Making other people very rich, but then they themselves, and I have too. I've actually signed up for courses. I'll admit, there have been two specifically that I signed up and they're collecting dust, virtual dust.
Yeah, I've created many online programs. And what I did to prevent that now is I have the online course, but they still get live group phone calls twice a month. So they still can call in and ask questions. So I kind of made a little hybrid online course where they can still access me.
That's good. All right. Let's talk about your best number one financial habit.
Well, I use the Acorn app, but I think there's a better habit that I've thought of. The Acorn app helps you put little tiny bits of money so you don't get scared when there's like thousands of dollars leaving your account. But I also realized that I grab a calendar every month and I kind of play like money bingo with it. So every day I try to get some sort of income and write it down on this calendar or use an electronic calendar. So you want every single day to have some sort of income, just even if you find money in the street, to just fill out the whole blackout calendar. So I play bingo with my calendar.
It's nice. That way you feel like, you know, the money is continuing to come in. Like you said, there's always money out there. The world is abundant. And I think that's a nice visual reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it makes it like a game too. Mm-hmm.
It's great. All right. Let's do some so money fill in the blanks, shall we?
Of course.
All right. If I won the lottery tomorrow, the first thing I would do is...
I would give more to animal charities and invest some back in my business. But the animal charities are really important to me because they can't defend themselves.
Mm. Yeah, it's such a shame what's happened, you know, with every natural disaster, the hurricanes, the fires in Napa and Sonoma. And you wonder, I mean, obviously, like human lives are at risk, but also like we forget sometimes about the animals who are such victims.
Yeah, I totally can't watch that stuff.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never owned a pet other than fish. Oh. But I know. But my husband's just a big dog lover. He grew up with dogs. And I think that's going to be in our future once we get a bigger place, maybe a backyard. I feel bad keeping a dog in a New York City apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I would wait till you got a yard.
Just
or
a
something.
Little patch of green, you know? All right. When I splurge, and coming from the minimalist luxury diva, when I splurge, I like to spend my money on...
I upgrade if I'm traveling because I'm so much more productive when I'm comfortable. So I'll upgrade to business class or first class, and views, for some reason, views are super important to me. So if I will always upgrade to get a better view at a hotel.
A better view. I got to do more of that. You know, that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's the same price and, you know, they'll just move you if you ask nicely.
Yeah, if you ask nicely, they often give you free upgrades. And I kind of tell them, you know, my videos for your resort will look so much better if I had a better view.
Well, yeah. In that case, well, they'd be silly not to move you. It's good business for them. All right. One thing that I spend on that makes my life easier or better is?
I think mentorship, like I said before, if I always have a mentor now. In the 90s, I didn't. And that's why those programs didn't really work out for me.
Mm-hmm. Who's your mentor now?
It's another business coach, actually. We all need our own business coach because we can't see our own mistakes. So it's a business coach named Jessica Caver-Lindholm.
Growing up, the one thing I wish I had learned about money is?
That credit cards aren't bad or evil. They're just a tool. If you use them wisely, there aren't too many options as entrepreneurs to fund your business in the very beginning. And a lot of us use our credit cards. And you get also the other benefit is you get so many travel points if you run your Facebook ads and your website stuff all through your credit card.
I agree. The debt is not... The credit card is not the culprit when you have debt, right? It's the person that's using the credit card. We are kind of answered this one through your answer of the what you would do with $1 million, but or the lottery. But when I donate, I like to give to blank because.
Yeah, I'd still stick with my answer, animal charities, because they can't speak up for themselves. Yeah.
All right. Erica Duran, finally, I am so money because.
I help other people become so money and up-level their mindset, business, and lifestyle.
Thank you so much, Erica. Tell us how we can learn more about you.
Yeah, my online home is at ericaduran.co. And from there, there's links to all my other websites and social media and everything. And I would love to connect with anyone on Facebook, Twitter, or anything. Just shoot me a message. I'm really easy to find and I'm really responsive to those.
Yep. You have a minimalist life. So I would imagine like you have undivided attention a lot of the times.
Because exactly. You're just not distracted like everybody else is. Thank you so much for inspiring us. Really, truly, we could learn so much from your lifestyle, and we appreciate you sharing the behind the scenes. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much to Erica for stopping by. Her podcast again is The Erica Duran Show. She has a website at ericaduran.co and she's on Twitter at ericaduranintl. Thanks to everybody who's been leaving reviews on iTunes. I don't know what is in the air or in the water, but y'all are going to iTunes in droves and leaving reviews, 5-star reviews. Thank you very much. It's sort of unsolicited, which makes it amazing to see these 5-star reviews, which, as you know, iTunes pays very close attention to how listeners feel about every show. And when they see positive reviews, they're more likely to give you nice ranking in the store. And we've been very privileged to have some great positioning in the iTunes store and in the podcast app. So thanks to everybody who's been leaving reviews. If you'd like to ask a question for the Friday episodes of Ask Farnoosh, just go to somoneypodcast.com and click on Ask Farnoosh. And if you want to co-host, because that's what I do now, I like to co-host with listeners, you and I could connect. While you're at somoneypodcast.com, when you're clicking on Ask Farnoosh, let me know there too that you'd like to co-host, and hopefully we'll make it happen. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and I hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.